Dawn is, Marin. Could you start off by telling us exactly where the firm were in Welwyn Garden City? We know they started in Battersea. Where were they based?
They were in Ridge Road, opposite what was Shredded Wheat at the time, and it was the corner site on Bridge Road, Bessemer Road. And at the moment, it's an empty site with fencing all the way around it.
Yes.
The whole thing's been cleared.
Yes. And they came over here in
1923. My father started work here in 1925.
Right. Yes. Now that's... and there mustn't have been very little else there.
No, it was the first factory in Welwyn Garden, manufacturing factory in Welwyn Garden City, because there's always a certain amount of rivalry between Dornay's and Shredded Wheat as to which was the first. But
right.
Dornay's was the first one. I mean, Welwyn builders presumably were already here.
Yes,
but
yes.
As far as actually manufacturing, it was the first one in the town.
And why did it come to Welwyn Garden City?
Well, there were sidings there. I don't
yes.
really know.
Yes.
I think the site, I should think, was a good one because it had access to the LNER railway and
yes.
all the steel came in via there.
Yes.
And it was a new town, I suppose. They just thought,
yes, good place to
good
begin.
Good place to start.
Yes, yes. So what would your earliest memories be of Dornay's?
Probably going to meet my father from work and... just going down. I mean, you always went, always involved with it in that we weren't kept out and used to have access to the thing and we knew the men and when they had outings or when they had events and things, we got included in it. You know, my father, and we were expecting, he might have been the manager, but we jolly well had to treat the men as equals.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. And what sort of outings would be taking place?
Well, I think they had day trips to the seaside.
Yes.
I can't honestly remember where.
Yes,
but,
no.
But that sort of thing. And as I say, I remember sort of darts matches and dinner dances. Well, I don't know whether it was dances, but certainly dinners. And
would they take place? Whereabouts would they be?
The Cherry Tree.
Yes. And staying with the subject of sport... You were talking to us, if you could just talk for the tape, about the cricket week and different companies sponsoring.
Yeah. There used to be in the Garden City, this would be after the war, it may have been before, but I remember one year in particular, possibly 1947, because it was a hot year, wasn't it?
Mm.
When various companies in the Garden City sponsored one day of the week. I think it was possibly organised by the Garden City Cricket Club, but they played at Digswell. And the firms put on a lunch for the teams and various people, entertain people. And certainly with Dornay's on their day, the men, the directors came down from Battersea to support them. And I think Murphy Radio would have been undoubtedly been another firm, but I don't really remember. And they did have a... booklet, you know, a programme of the different weeks, different days, but who actually played each match?
Yes.
I don't remember. I don't know the details.
No.
I don't think it was a firm's cricket team. I think it was a Garden City cricket
yes.
team.
Yes. So you went to Diggs, they would have gone to Digswell for that, but
yeah.
you've mentioned a football pitch, a football field, sorry,
yeah.
Where on the site where the shredded wheat
yes.
silos were built.
Not where the silos are. The silos, I think, were always there. But
right.
there's a piece in front of the silos on
yes.
the bridge side of the silos. Mm. And it was an extension that was built.
Mm.
And I think before that was built, that used to be a football fit pitch.
Right.
I think you might have to check on that.
Yes. No,
but
that's
my memory.
There is some corroboration there.
And there was stairs going up with like a balcony that looked out over it. But,
yes.
Who played there? Presumably Shredded Wheat would have
yes.
played there.
Yes.
But who else? I don't know.
Yes.
And why we were there, whether Dornay's had a team at that time, I don't know. But that would have been pre-war.
Yes, yes.
Undoubtedly.
So that's thinking about the cricket side and the social, the sports side and the social side.
In particular, but what they were very, I mean, they had a very good darts team.
Yes.
Darts and bowls were much more the social things, and they played those at, local pubs, presumably.
Yes,
Both an inter, within the firm itself, against each other,
yes.
With the trophy for that, but also against other teams, and the Bowls League was quite a well-known one. They played over at George V playing fields for that.
Yeah.
But those were much stronger than the football or cricket,
yes.
I think.
Yes.
Being perhaps working men's clubs, you know.
Yes, that would fit,
yeah,
in,
fit
wouldn't
in.
It?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so tell me about, you've met, I've got an article here that Marin has written, which gives a lot of the detail of what would have gone on in terms of the nitty-gritty of day-to-day work at Dorneys. I hadn't realised, you've put down that it's 100 plus men, that it was such a big company.
Yeah.
So how long did Dorneys exist for?
I can't remember. not long after my father retired, you know, I think.
Yes,
still,
and he retired in...
1968, 9, something.
Yes.
Well, he retired, and then they asked him to go back to Battersea, but he got fed up with that and decided he didn't want, he liked retirement. And,
yes,
and
sensible
didn't really
man.
Do it. So,
yes.
I mean, he was... the late 60s.
Yes, yes.
But by that time, steel was no longer being used for construction or buildings so much.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
And in actual fact, it's quite interesting. One of those articles, which is describing steel work and what its future was in pre-19, I think it's 1935 or something like that.
Yeah.
But in actual fact, by the 1960s, all that he said then had become... archaic, really.
Yes, goodness.
Yeah.
Yes.
They weren't new. But, you know, they built Welland Department Store.
Yes.
I think I possibly mentioned
that. No, and the pedestrian bridge.
Yes,
that that's still in place.
Yeah, I think that's the one that's still parts of it.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes, well, that must have had a lot of traffic over the years.
Yeah.
An important place like that.
I mean, the original, you know, the bridge that's there now, that had steel things originally, but not this present one, the old one, but when they widened the road and made the bridge over the railway much bigger,
that
was changed,
when it
changed quite considerably.
Yes,